But, says one, if I had not received a mortal body, I would not have sinned. Then let me ask you, did he have a mortal body when he sinned? Certainly not, for if it had been mortal before, it would not have suffered death as a punishment afterwards. And it's evident that a mortal body does not prevent virtue, but instead maintains order, and is of substantial benefit, as seen in what comes next. If the prospect of immortality alone so elated Adam, if he had truly been immortal, to what extent of arrogance would he not have ascended? And as it stands, after sinning, you have the chance to eliminate your sins, the body being frail, deteriorating, and prone to dissolution, for these thoughts are sufficient to bring a man back to sobriety. But if you had sinned in an immortal body, your sins would likely have been more enduring.